Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Volodymyr Zelensky has promised that those who have plundered Ukraine will be held accountable after the billionaire businessman Ihor Kolomoisky was held on suspicion of fraud and money laundering. Mr. Zelensky said there would be no business as usual for anyone who'd put themselves above the law. Grant Ferret reports.
The Ukrainian president made no direct mention of Mr. Kolomoisky, but the timing was clear. Hours earlier, the oligarch appeared in court to hear he'd be detained for at least 2 months as investigations continue. Lawyers for the man who was once a powerful backer of Mr. Zelensky said he would not pay bail and would instead appeal. They say he's now being held at the Security Service headquarters in Kyiv. Tackling corruption has long been a priority for the Ukrainian leader, but its significance has grown as allies, including the US and the EU, demand that the vast quantities of financial and military support they provide are not wasted or diverted.
President Biden has been surveying the damage caused by Hurricane Idalia in Florida. The storm pummeled the state's Big Bend region earlier this week, causing widespread destruction. It was the strongest storm to hit the area in 100 years. Mr. Biden pledged federal government assistance for as long as needed to help the area recover.
I'm here today to deliver a clear message to the people of Florida and throughout the Southeast. As I told your governor, if there's anything your state needs, I'm ready to mobilize that support, anything they need related to these storms. Your nation has your back, and we'll be with you until the job is done.
The Colombian government and dissident rebels have agreed to resume peace talks, which were suspended in May. In a joint statement, they said that a ceasefire would be implemented when negotiations began. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The rebels are former members of the FARC guerrilla group who refused to sign a historic peace agreement in 2016. The dissident leader, known as Ivan Mordisco, is known to control drug trafficking routes and illegal gold mining operations in many areas of Colombia. He first agreed to discuss the prospect of peace after he survived an army attack against one of his camps. President Gustavo Petro, himself a former rebel, came into power a year ago, promising to engage all armed groups in peace negotiations. He says Colombia needs to break a cycle of violence that's been going on for decades.
The president of Nigeria, Bola Tinubu, has recalled nearly all the country's ambassadors worldwide with immediate effect. His spokesman said it followed what he called the president's careful study of the state of affairs at Nigerian embassies around the world. He said Mr. Tinubu wanted to ensure world-class efficiency and quality. The Nigerian ambassador in London was the first to be summoned back. BBC News. At least three people have been killed and several others hurt in the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk during clashes between ethnic groups. A curfew has been imposed by the local authorities. Arab and Turkmen groups had been trying to prevent the Kurdistan Democratic Party from returning to its former headquarters, which the Iraqi army has been using as a base. Police in Israel have opened an investigation into the use of live fire by officers during clashes in Tel Aviv between rival groups of Eritrean asylum seekers, which left nearly 150 people injured. Some suffered gunshot wounds and are in a serious condition. A leading Egyptian opposition activist has gone on hunger strike after a court adjourned his case for a week, leaving him in pre-trial detention. Hichem Kassem was detained 2 weeks ago, accused of libelling a pro-government politician. Critics accuse the Egyptian authorities of trying to silence one of the few vocal opponents of the president. Organisers of the famous Burning Man Festival in the United States have warned attendees to conserve their food and water after torrential rain turned the vast site into a mud bath. Attendees are usually expected to be largely self-sufficient for the duration of their stay. With more details, here's James Clayton.
Held in Black Rock Desert, the annual festival is one of America's most well-known cultural events. Festival goers usually have to deal with high temperatures, dust and sand. But footage on social media shows them struggling to walk on muddy paths after the rain. Organisers have said no driving is permitted until the surface dries up, with the exception of emergency services. One man at the festival told the BBC that most events had been called off, as they largely take place in the Playa, a dry lake bed where there is currently no way of getting in or out.
BBC News.